Hello and welcome to Daphne Pearl's World of Dating. I'm Daphne Pearl, and in this episode, it's going to be a bonus. It's a bonus episode. I want to call it Girl, Stop Lying to Yourself. Basically, we often make excuses and we lie to ourselves about the guy that we're dating or even the things that he's doing. For example, you may tell everybody you all are just friends, knowing very well that there's more going on behind the scenes. Is that really our business? No, but why do you feel the need to hide what's going on? He's not your friend if y'all are kissing, making out, touching, having sex, and spending the night together. That's not what really friendship is. But if that's what you all have talked about and the arrangement that you have, that you're not in a relationship, then that's your business. But be honest, are you all really just friends? Because you don't want to do anything that's going to hinder the right guy coming into your life because you're hanging out with or just friends with this guy. The next thing is making excuses, saying that he's getting it together. So say that he is your boyfriend and y'all have been together for a while and he's still getting it together. You know, everybody falls on bad times. Like, we've all lost jobs. We've all had to move apartments and homes. We've all just been down in our dumps, especially following 2020. You know, anything could have happened. They could have had a loss of a parent, a loss of a loved one, you know, a loss of even identity, facing depression and mental health issues. So we're not necessarily discussing that. We're talking about that everything is intact. Everything is well. However, he just cannot get it together. That's one excuse, one lie that you need to stop telling yourself. You see the red flags, you see the signs, and you know that everything in his life should be fine. Like, none of those other issues are going on. But for some reason, he just can't get it together. It's like he doesn't want to do better for himself. He doesn't have any goals, and he's okay living day to day, minute by minute, which in turn is a problem for you. It seems like he's a project. It's like he's a build-a-bay. And, you know, why should you have to be the woman to fix it? You've been a fixer-upper in every relationship that you've been in. And yes, you know, when we're in relationships as a woman, we're always going to make it better. Whether we help take the stress away from them, we build them up, we encourage them, we make them better dressers. But why should you have to keep waiting on him to get it together? And why do you keep lying to yourself saying he's going to get it together? Look, you've invested all this time. You've invested all these years waiting on him to get it together. But when do you look yourself in the mirror and just have a heart to heart with God and listen for him and know he's never going to get it together? Or maybe you're the woman that's not helping him get it together. And maybe there's another woman there for that assignment. The next excuse, and it's a big excuse, is that he's going to propose or he's going to marry you next year. Honey, look, you've been waiting on him to get it together for the last 5 years, and he's never mentioned the word future or marriage to you or even start a family or build a life. Those are keywords that you know, wow, he has no intentions of making me his wife. And if you find that out and marriage is something that you want, then you definitely need to walk away. One thing that we're not going to do in 2024 is give ultimatums. We're going to pray and we're going to make the decisions that we need to be bold enough to make. So if you see that marriage is not on his list, why are you staying around when you know you want to be a wife? You want to be a mother? You want to do these things, not because it's a trend or it's cool, because this is something that's in your heart. As a woman, you have the right to choose. Like, do I want to continue to wait around on him to get it together, to marry me, to propose to me, or do I want to enjoy my life? And not saying that you have to wait around on a ring or wait around on that proposal. Maybe you should just enjoy your life in God. That way you're not making excuses and you are healing from things that you need to be healed from. And you are enjoying your life. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to start a podcast. But do what God is calling you to do. Maybe you're serving in your church. Maybe you're volunteering. Maybe you're just sitting on the couch, reading a good book, having a cup of coffee. That's your choice. You know, I remember a few years ago, I knew a guy that had been dating a girl for several years, and he just never would get it together. He never would be serious enough to get a good job so that he could be a good husband and propose to her and get ready. But one day, that young lady got tired. She honestly, being with him a few years in college, watched him struggle with everything that he was struggling with after college. She just decided, I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to be a wife. I'm ready to be a mother. Now, she had a great career and he didn't, but she just saw this cycle that one good thing would happen and then she kept waiting on him to propose, but then it was like he would lose everything over something stupid. And he was always moving back in with his parents or moving to this city. And she just saw that there was no stability in him. So she broke up with him. And then maybe within like 6 to 7 months, she met an older gentleman that had everything that she wanted. And she said that he was the answers to her prayer. And before we knew it, they had gotten married. And then later on, maybe like within a year into their marriage, they had a baby. And what was crazy was the guy friend that I had, he didn't understand, like, how could she just throw this away? And I had to tell him, I don't think that she threw it away. Is that she saw you through college and she saw you after college and years after that. And she was ready to begin her life because that's what she felt she was meant to do. But he just kind of kept circling the drain. And he finally got it together. But it just wasn't with her. And I think sometimes you have to see that this person is never going to marry me. We're never going to have a life together. And I think you have to be a woman and just look in the mirror and go, you know what? I've given all that I can. And Lord, I hear you. Maybe I need to walk away. Another excuse that we use is that he's different. Sis, you know he's not different. You keep attracting the same guy. And it's like the shade may change. The height may change, the weight may change. Of course, the name changes, but it's the same core of the same guy. And you may not see it yet, but it's something in you that keeps attracting that type of guy. And maybe you see the red flags, maybe you don't, but I'm sure your friends and your family, once they meet him, they see that same type of guy, and it usually ends bad. So if he's different, let him be different. But if you know that he's the same type of guy, stop making those excuses. Stop hoping that you can change him. Stop praying that he'll change. You know, let him do the work. Like, in all honesty, at what age do we stop putting in all of the work? I feel like when you love somebody, you are going to do everything you can, you know, that you can to help them be better. But at what point do you stop making excuses for them? Another topic I want to discuss is toxic relationships. No matter if it's friendship, if it's y'all dating, if it's y'all hanging out, or maybe y'all are doing stuff that you know you're not supposed to be doing. At what point do you say, I'm too old for this? And so that's why I really wanted to discuss this in this episode. We're going to be honest with ourselves. We're going to stop lying to ourselves in 2024. We're going to stop making these ultimatums. And we're going to finally get it together. Because maybe we are doing some things that's keeping God from bringing who we need. You know, the devil knows our temptations. And if chocolate cake is your temptation, but you're on, you know, I'm eating clean this month, or I'm trying to do better, and every time you look, there's a piece of chocolate cake, whether you're at a party, you're in the mall, you're at dinner with friends, maybe it's your birthday and here comes the best looking chocolate cake ever. But maybe you said, you know what, I'm trying to eat clean because chocolate cake is my weakness. Then guess what? You need to avoid the chocolate cake. You're not going to walk past that bakery today so that you can smell the goodies. You're going to stay away from it. So what I'm telling you is stop being tempted by what you know is your weakness. At some point, we have to take responsibility and say, I want something good. I want something healthy. And that includes relationships too. And if you see that you're in a toxic relationship, whether it's, you know, you all are just friends or y'all are hanging out and that's not good for you, then you need to, again, step up and you need to stop lying to yourself, pray about it, and move forward. Same thing, you know, I'll take it a step further. If you're in a marriage and it's toxic, you've got to do something different to get different results. So if that means you going to therapy together or going to therapy individually, finding out what the issue is, because you get in these cycles and it keeps going and it's draining for everybody, but it's really draining for you. So you've got to take responsibility and realize, I'm going to stop lying to myself. I'm going to be honest with myself, no matter how good it feels, you know, no matter how bad it feels, the embarrassment, whatever. You have got to take responsibility and you have got to expect different results by doing something different. And so we're going to stop making excuses for dating the wrong guy. When we see it, when we notice it, we're going to end it. We're going to stop waiting on him to propose, and y'all have been together 5 or 6 years and you're already 38, 39, 40, 50. You know he's not going to propose. And it's just time to stop lying to yourself. So this is a brief episode. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that maybe you heard something inspirational that's going to help you be honest with yourself, not just in your dating life, but in every aspect of your life. It's time to be real. It's time. God requires that of us. If you see something, sometimes you have to separate, and it's bad as it hurts, like leaving a church, leaving a relationship. You know that it's not good for you, but you've got to take responsibility to either find out how can this be fixed, if it's fixable, if it's worth being fixed, or maybe I just need to stop making the excuses and walk away. So in conclusion, we're going to stop lying to ourselves. We're going to do better, and we're going to ask God to guide us in those things that we really need help. So that's pretty much today's episode. And I hope that you'll evaluate your life, that you'll evaluate the situationships that you're in, the relationships, the guys that you're dating. And you're going to realize, I'm going to do something different this year because I want something enjoyable and long lasting. With that, thank you for listening to Daphne Pearl's World of Dating. Go check out the Instagram, Daphne Pearl's World, and come back for more podcast episodes. I'm going to put the information in the show notes so you can check it out. And again, thank you for listening to Daphne Pearl's World of Dating. I hope that something was said that you were blessed and inspired by. Until next time, bye-bye.